You're listening to New Technia. U.S. Senate votes to pause a rule that would expand political control over research grants. The U.S. Senate passed a funding bill that would stop a proposed federal grant rule from taking effect through December 11. The rule would give senior political appointees more authority over awards and terminations. The pause is temporary, and the House must still agree before it can become law. The U.S. Senate has put a temporary obstacle in front of a proposed overhaul of federal grants, including money that supports scientific research. Senators passed a short-term funding bill on August 8 that would prevent the rule from being finalized or taking effect through December 11, 2026. The most important caveat is immediate. The House has not approved this version, so the restriction is not law yet. The 30-second summary. What happened? The Senate passed H.R. 6500, as amended, by 90 votes to 6. A provision would temporarily block a federal rule that expands political appointees' role in approving and ending grants. Why does it matter? Federal grants fund laboratories, universities, public health work, infrastructure, and many other programs. Changing who can overrule expert review could alter which projects receive money and how securely researchers can plan. What is the catch? The House passed a different funding bill. Both chambers must agree on one text and the President must sign it before the block takes effect. Key number. The Senate passed the amended funding bill 90-6, but that broad vote does not remove the need for House approval. Why a grants rule belongs in a technology story. The argument may sound procedural, but grant rules shape the pipeline behind medicines, climate measurements, computing research, and basic science. A laboratory can spend years hiring staff and buying equipment around a multi-year award. If the conditions for approving or terminating that award change, the effect reaches well beyond Washington paperwork. The proposed regulation would revise the government's uniform guidance, the common framework used by agencies to manage federal financial assistance. According to the May 29 proposal in the Federal Register, agencies would gain new discretion over how grants are reviewed, supervised, and ended. The accompanying policy direction says expert assessment can still inform decisions, but senior appointees should exercise independent judgment rather than routinely accepting reviewers' recommendations. That distinction is the core controversy. Supporters describe stronger political oversight as a way to make grants accountable to elected priorities and measurable outcomes. Critics in universities and scientific organizations argue that it could weaken peer review, expose long projects to abrupt policy shifts, and make researchers less willing to pursue work whose payoff is uncertain or far away. Nature's account of the proposal also noted concerns about limits on international research collaboration. What the Senate actually approved. The Senate did not vote on a permanent grant system. It passed a broader continuing resolution designed to keep federal agencies funded through December 11. The official roll call record shows 90 senators voting yes, 6 voting no, 1 present and 3 not voting. Section 157 of the Senate's funding text says the May 29 rule, or a substantially similar rule, could not be issued or finalized through December 11. If it were finalized before the funding measure became law, it would have no force during that period. This is a pause button, not a deletion key. The wider bill also seeks to prevent a government shutdown after current funding expires on September 30. Reuters reported on August 8 that the House passed its own short-term measure in July, but the two versions differ. Those differences must be reconciled before a final bill can reach the President. How the proposed rule would change decisions. The policy framework behind the proposal directs agencies to involve senior appointees before grants are issued and to review awards for alignment with agency priorities and the national interest. It also emphasizes termination clauses that could let an agency end an award when it no longer advances program goals or priorities. The White House order that set this approach says scientific grants should still receive review from at least one subject matter expert. For casual readers, the practical question is not whether politicians should have any say in public spending. They already set budgets and agency missions. The sharper question is how close political review should come to individual grant selections, and whether an award can remain dependable after researchers have begun the work. Before we overstate the result, the Senate vote did not enact the temporary block. The House must accept the Senate language or negotiate a common version. The provision would last only through December 11, unless later legislation extends or replaces it. The underlying rule is still a proposal. Its final wording and implementation could change even without the Senate provision. The restriction covers federal financial assistance broadly, not scientific research alone. What happens next? The House returns with a choice: take up the Senate version, insist on its own bill, or negotiate a compromise before September 30th. If the grant provision survives and the measure becomes law, agencies and applicants gain a short period of certainty while Congress and the administration continue the larger dispute. The takeaway is narrower than either side's rhetoric. The Senate has not permanently protected peer review, and it has not defeated the administration's grant overhaul. It has voted for a temporary delay that could determine whether a major change reaches laboratories and other grant recipients this autumn. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.